కల్పవృక్షలక్షాకృతి సురవీలవిపాలయంతం లక్ష్మీ సహస్రశత సంభ్రమ శ్రీ పుమాణం గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవింద ది లార్డ్, గో మీన్స్ ది కౌ అండ్ గో మీన్స్ ది సెన్సెస్ అండ్ గో మీన్స్ ది ల్యాండ్. సో కృష్ణ ది రిజర్వర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ప్లేజర్, ఎస్పెషలీ గివ్స్ ప్లేజర్ టు ది సెన్సెస్. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాంగ. అవర్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ దేర్, హిమ్ కెనాట్ స్టాప్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది సెన్సెస్. యోగ ఇంద్రియ సంయమం, ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ యోగ ఇస్ టు కంట్రోల్ ది సెన్సెస్ by observing the regulative principle yam yam, then practicing a particular type of sitting posture. It is somehow or other mechanical, because those who are grossly in the concept of body, they are recommended to practice this Hatha Yoga, so that by this process his mind can be concentrated on Krishna. Yoga Indriya Samyam. So actually our indriyas can be controlled when they are engaged in the service of the Lord. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Otherwise it is not possible to control the senses. You cannot stop the activities of senses. That is not possible. Because we are living entity, we have our senses and it must act. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that you cannot stop the action of the mind even for a moment. And mind is the central point of our sensuous activity. Therefore, if you want to control the senses, then you have to learn this Bhagavad Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommending Kaumara Acharit Prakta Dharman Bhagavataniha. From the very child, one should practice this Bhagavad Dharma. This Bhagavad Dharma means Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu. They have manufactured many other Kirtan parties. But this Shastra says Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu. That is Bhagavad. Bhagavad comes from the word Bhagavan. Bhava means opulence, and Bhan means one who possesses. That is Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabdate. The Absolute Truth is realized in three features, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan, understanding, is the last word in the understanding of the Absolute Truth. Because Bhaga means opulence. There are six kinds of opulence. Wealth, strength, reputation, beauty, knowledge, and energy. If somebody is very rich, he is attracted. Everyone goes to this man. Sometimes we also go to this man. Sir, give us some money. Because a rich man is a trap. But in this material world, nobody can claim that he has got all the riches. Nobody can. But Krishna can claim. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvarupu Maheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Nyatamam Shanti Vichati. Now, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifice. Now try to understand that in this material world, there are millions and trillions of universes. And in each universe, there are millions and trillions of planets. And each planet, there are millions and trillions of living entities. Now, if not all, some of them are offering sacrifices. At least the solar system in all the universe. And Krishna is enjoying Bhoktaram Jagadavasam. Just imagine how much he is eating. And similarly, he is the proprietor. He says that Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, I am the proprietor of all the planets, Sarvaloka, not only in this universe, but also there are millions and trillions of universes. If we have to accept the verdict of the Shastra, the Brahma Samhita says, Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti su asesa vasudhati vibhuti bhinnam. In each universe, there are ananta, unlimited number of planets. So, Krishna claims that sarva-loka maheshwaram, I am the proprietor of all the planets. Then who can compare his riches with Krishna? You can find out some rich man in this world, but they might have a several hundreds of factories or several hundreds of houses, but nobody can claim that I am the proprietor of all the houses and all the factories and all the plants. That is not possible. That is being claimed by Krishna. Sarva-loka maheshwaram and sridam sarva-bhutanam. We are establishing many humanitarian activities. Just like the other day, our chief guest, Dr. Atmaram, was speaking that by scientific advancement, we are trying to give food to the needy, and cloth to the naked. That's all right. But Krishna is feeding unlimited number of living entities, beginning from the elephant down to the ant. Sridhar Sarvabhutana, he is friend of everyone. As friend, he is sitting in the heart of all living entities. He is sitting in your heart, he is sitting in my heart, he is sitting in the ant's heart. The ant has also heart, and the elephant has got also heart. Sometimes we find an insect exactly like a full stop. You have got experience. Sometimes when you open your book, you find they are called bookworm. They are very small, but it is moving. And because it is moving, from biological study, we must conclude that it has got a heart. Even we do not know about biology, but Krishna said that Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhese Arjuna Dishti. So therefore there must be some heart. We cannot perceive. We cannot see even the whole figure of that insect, and what to speak of study what kind of heart it has got. But we understand Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavad Gita, that there is heart even in the smallest insect, in the microscopic jar, there is heart. So he is sitting in everyone's heart and he is supplying the necessities of that smaller creature or the biggest creature. Sridham Sarvabhutanam. So when we understand Krishna in that way, that is understanding tattva. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaya jatatam visiddhyanam kaschit maam vetti tattva. If we understand Krishna superficially, that is not tattvic understanding. With tattvic understanding, or in truth, you can get information from the Vedas, what is Krishna, or from Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the cream of all Vedas. Sarvopanishad Dharu. Vedas, and the topmost part of Veda are the Upanishads. There are 108 Upanishads, of which Isho Upanishad is the topmost. Isavasamidam Sarvam. So, we have to understand Krishna from this Vedic literature, Tattvikya. And to understand the Vedic literature, we have to approach a person who has actually assimilated the purpose of Vedas. Krishna also said, Vedaisa Sarvai Ahameva Vedam. The purpose of studying Vedas is to understand Krishna. Or in other words, if anyone has understood Krishna, he has studied all the Vedas. So, this analytical study of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, is called Bhagavad Bhagavad. Because Bhagavad, Bhagavat, Sabda, and from Bhagavat, Bhagavat, Bhavat. So Bhagavad Dharma means to understand Krishna. The Prahlad Maharaj comments that from the very childhood, पौमार आचरित प्रार्थना धर्मान भागवतम विवाह दुर्लभम मानसम जन्म तदपि अध्रुव अर्थदम दीज इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ कल्याण महाराज इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू स्प्रेड दीज भागवत धर्म all over the world. And people are very happy to receive it. Unfortunately, this Bhagavad Dharma was not explained in the Western country. I do not wish to discuss. But at the present moment, because this Bhagavad Dharma, as recommended by Prahlad Maharaj is being preached all over the world. They are appreciating very much the glories of India. So as recommended by Prahlad Maharaj, this study of Bhagavan Sri Krishna should be introduced in the schools and colleges. I wanted to speak to the Vice Chancellor, and I expected him today, but he did not come. Now this is our unfortunate. I do not know why he avoided. But never mind. You try to understand. Don't spoil your children. The modern educational system without any knowledge of Bhagavan. I may tell you frankly, not only in India, everywhere, they are practically slaughterhouse. Because in our country, it is a different thing. At least we have got the Vedic culture at home, if it is not in the school. But in other countries, because there is no Bhagavad Dharma culture, the student, although they are provided with ample opportunity for education, the nicest educational system, nice building, nice facilities, everything nice, unfortunately, the products are coming out frustrated, confused young men. And some of them are called hippies. They are educated. They are coming from very nice aristocratic families. In Western country, in comparison to our country, every home is aristocratic. At least their standard of living is so high. So what we call aristocratic, that is a common actor. So, this mishappening is going on all over the Western country. And some of them are joining us. But this is the problem. The Prahlad Maharaj recommends, Paumaro Acharit Prakta Dharmala Bhagavatani. This is very, very important message. We should be careful to educate our sons, our boys, with Bhagavad Dharma from the very beginning of life. That was the Vedic system. Therefore, in the first 25 years of life, the children were sent to Gurukul for learning the Bhagavad Dharma. The educational system should take very seriously if at all they want to make their country nice, not varna sankar. Srisu dushtasu varna sankar bhavishyat. This Vedic culture is so scientifically made. Just like, according to Vedic culture, the women are instructed or trained up to become very chaste, only one husband. Why? That is explained. The Srishu Dushtashu Varna Sankara Bhavi. If woman do not remain chaste, then unwanted population will come out. That is called Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara means unwanted population. Actually, all over the world, this is happening, and therefore, the problems of the world becoming very serious and grave. So these are all scientific proposals. The education system must be reformed. Not that godless, no education, secular government, no education of God in the schools and colleges. This is not a very good proposal. Here we get authoritative statement of Prahlad Maharaj. He is one of the Mahajan. Our process is Mahajana Jena Vatastha Pantha. We have to follow the footsteps of great personalities. That is our method. We don't manufacture our own way of living. We simply follow the great personalities. Mahajana Jena Vatastha Pantha. Tarka Pratishtha. You cannot come to the right conclusion simply by argument. You may be very good arguer. Another comes, better arguer than you. So, simply by argument, you cannot come to the conclusion. Tarka Pratishtha. Sutayo Vibhinna. Now there are Vedas, four Vedas, Sam Veda, Adharva Veda, Yajur Veda, Dig Veda. And there are Upanishads, the Vedanta Sutra, the Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata. There are so many things. That is in India. And outside India, or outside Vedic culture, there are many scriptures. Therefore, it is said, Srutayo Vibhinna. There are innumerable Vedic scriptures. So we cannot come to the conclusion what is right or wrong. Because sometimes we find contradiction from one. Of course, there is no contradiction. But because we are not advanced in knowledge, sometimes we find contradiction. Just like in India, there are two classes of transcendentalists. The impersonalist and the personalist. That is not contradiction. The absolute truth is both impersonal and personal. But somebody is stressing on the impersonal point of view and somebody is stressing on the personal point of view. But we Vaishnava, we know what is the meaning of impersonalism and what is the meaning of personalism. We take it for understanding, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavad iti Sabda. The absolute truth is simultaneously Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. It is simply different stages of understanding. In the first stage, it is Brahma realization. In the second stage, it is Paramatma realization. And at the last stage, it is Bhagavan realization. So, it is a great science, Bhagavat-tattva-vijñānam. It is not that you can create your Bhagavan by concoction, imagination, just like the Mahavadi philosopher said, that sadhukānam hitarthāya brahmana rupa kalpana. For the benefit or for the facility of the neophyte progressing in the spiritual knowledge, we have to imagine some form of the Brahma. That is not a fact. We do not find these things in the Vedic literature. We find in the Vedic literature that the absolute truth is realized in three features: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. The substance is one, but according to our capacity, we understand differently. Just like example, if you see a great mountain, say Himalayan mountain. The other day, when I was coming from Calcutta to Delhi, the Himalayan mountains were seen from the plain, and it appeared just like a great city. That is my shortage of vision. I cannot see what is Himalaya. Similarly, as we see imperfectly the Himalayan mountain from a distant place, similarly, when the absolute truth is realized by the speculative process, he can simply understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his effulgence as impartial. And if you make further progress, then we can see the same example. We are seeing the Himalayan mountain from a distant place, but if we make further advance, further, nearer, we see differences. And when actually in the Himalayan mountain, the thing is altogether different. Similarly, when you understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead from distance, that's like you cannot understand the sun glow from here. Although sunshine is light, sun glow is light, still we cannot understand what is sun glow from distant place. So these are the statements in the Shastra about Bhagavad Dharma. Not that we accept Krishna blindly as the Supreme Personality of God. It is a sign, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. But this vijnana, this scientific knowledge, is understandable not by your imperfect speculation. You have to accept the proper method of understanding. That method is called bhakti. Just like Krishna said, bhaktya māmuri jānāti, he cannot understand Krishna simply by speculation. That is not possible. You cannot understand Krishna simply by meditation. That is also not possible. If you actually seriously want to understand Krishna, then you have to take the process of bhakti. Jnana vairagya yukta. Bhaktya asrutam grihitaya. There is a statement. The absolute truth can be understood by bhakti, and that bhakti received through the oral reception of your ear. My Guru Maharaj used to say that if you want to know a saintly person, you try to understand him by your ear, not by the eyes. You cannot understand SNP person by staring your eyes. Let me see what kind. No, that is not possible. That was Shastra says, Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. You have to understand the absolute truth. By devotion, at the same time, Sruta Grihitaya. Sruta means taking information by hearing from the Sruti of Brahmanishtam Guru, by hearing from the right source and with bhakti. Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. This is the process. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same process is recommended. Tadvidhi pravipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Krishna does not say that you become a sentimental devotee. These European and American boys, they are dancing not by sentiment. That is actual transcendental ecstasy. Therefore it is so nice. You cannot expect this dancing from a professional man. That is not possible. Professional man, his aim is money. And their aim is Krishna. That is different. Therefore, to learn bhakti, the process is sruta grihitaya. You have to receive the perfect knowledge from the Vedas and understand what is bhakti. Our Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, he says that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Vidhim Vina Poi Kanchiki Harer Bhakti Utpata Eva Kalpata. One who accepts Bhakti Marga without reference of the Shruti and Smriti and Pancharatriki Vidhi. Shruti means the Veda and Smriti means the Puranas or Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, they are called Smriti. And Pancharatriki Vidhi, that is given by Narad Muni because he is the great authority in the science of devotional side. Vasudev is his disciple. Prahlad Maharaj is his disciple. He has got great, great disciples who are in the bhakti line. And therefore he has given the Pancharatriki Vidhi. In the Pancharatriki Vidhi, it is said, designation, you have to forget yourself that you are Hindu, you are Muslim, you are Sikh, or you are Christian. These are all designations. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvadharman Puritaj. You have to purify. Don't be contaminated by any type of religion which is made by man. Real religion is made by God. So you try to understand what is God and try to understand what sort of religion He has given. So that you can receive by Bhakta Sruta Grihitaya. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Vidhi. Vidhi, regular teachings. Just like Krishna says that Jesam Antagatam Papam, that what are the papas, sinful life? The Shastra says, Sriya Suna Pana Dhuta Jatra Papas Chaturvidha. These four things, are the four pillars of sinful life. What are these? Avaidha astrishan, a womanly connection which is illegitimate. You cannot have any connection with woman without being married. That is Vedic instruction. Otherwise, what is the difference between animal and man? There is no marriage in the animal kingdom. But in the human society, never mind whether it is in India or Russia or China, there is marriage system in the human society. Maybe method may be different. Therefore, womanly connection, man and woman living together without marital connection, that is pap, sinful life. That is injunction of the shastra. Similarly, Sriya Suna. Suna means unnecessarily killing the animals. That's like slaughterhouse. You cannot maintain slaughterhouse in the human society. And at the same time you want peace. It is not possible. Every living entity is son of God. You cannot kill even an ant. Then you dissatisfy God. Take for example, just like a gentleman has got five sons, one of them is useless, being nothing. But if the expert son says, "My dear father, your this son is useless. Let us kill him and eat carnivore." Will the father agree? "Oh, yes, yes, this son is useless. You can kill and eat." Time will come in this Kali Yuga when actually people will become what is called man-eater. Still there are existent man-eaters in Africa. So the human society is coming to that position. Like animals, they will eat their own sons and daughters. Therefore, this practice, unnecessarily killing animals, is the one of the pillars of sinful life. Sriya Suna, Pana Dhuta. Pana means intoxication. We are already intoxicated by illusion because we are in the material world. We are accepting false things. That's why this body. I am accepting I am this body. This is intoxication. I am so, I am Brahma. But I am accepting this body, that I am this body. This is already intoxication. And if you increase more intoxication, then where is the possibility of getting real knowledge, Brahma Jnana? So, the pana, intoxication, should be avoided. Animal killing should be avoided. Illicit connection with woman should be avoided. And gambling, speculation, phatkala, that should be eliminated, avoided. Then you get the chance of becoming pure. And without being pure, you cannot be engaged in the loving service of the Lord. The Lord is pure. Parabrahma param bhama pavitram paramam bhama. So you cannot approach Lord being impure. Even I do not indulge in illicit sex life or meat eating or very much moralism, still I am impure. If I think I myself, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. These are also impurities. So this Bhagavad Dharma means to become completely pure, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tat paratena nirmalam. And you cannot keep your purity without being in touch with Krishna. Ah.